This podcast helps you to understand the business of Parliament and the role of local government. Elizabeth used Parliament to help her govern. In the years between 1580 and 1603, she called Parliament more often in order to deal with the religious changes of the period and the problems with Spain. Although early historical interpretation highlighted Elizabeth's success in working with Parliament, she did face some opposition. The reasons Elizabeth called Parliament can be divided into three main areas: war, religion, and the maintenance of her power. She called Parliament to raise taxes to stop a rebellion in Ireland in 1580, and throughout the period 1584 to 1601, to raise taxes to fund war with Spain. Elizabeth also called Parliament to deal with religion. For example, in 1580, she called Parliament to make it treason to persuade anyone to obey the Pope. Finally, Elizabeth called Parliament to maintain her power. This happened in 1584 to 86, when she called Parliament to pass a law to punish any person who benefited if Elizabeth were assassinated. Elizabeth faced opposition from Parliament in the following ways. 1. Puritans wanted to introduce a Presbyterian system in 1584 and again in 1586. Both times Elizabeth refused to debate the matter. In 1586, Elizabeth arrested three MPs for discussing the matter outside of Parliament. 2. In 1586, MPs tried to persuade Elizabeth to execute Mary, Queen of Scots. She refused until 1587, when she finally gave in. 3. In the Parliament of 1588 to 1589, MPs complained about purveyances which allowed the Queen to buy goods from traders at very low prices in wartime. Elizabeth agreed to consider their complaints, but said that MPs should not discuss such matters. 4. MPs also complained about Elizabeth granting monopolies to favoured courtiers. Elizabeth ignored these complaints in 1598, but by 1602 she was forced to cancel some monopolies. She made what was known as her Golden Speech in order to flatter MPs. At a local level, government was controlled by the Lord's Lieutenant, who had overall responsibility for each county. Elizabeth usually chose the most powerful nobleman in each area for this role. It was a great honour, and the Lord Lieutenant, or his deputy, was responsible for informing the Privy Council of any problems. Within each county, there were about 40 Justices of the Peace, or JPs. These were responsible for keeping Elizabethan society running smoothly. The Queen usually appointed JPs on the recommendation of a trusted courtier. They were unpaid, so they had to have a separate income. They often came from gentry families, as they were able to have income from land or other business. JPs carried out a number of jobs, such as enforcing the poor law, setting wage levels, and enforcing road repairs. Every 3 months at the quarter sessions, JPs judged crimes such as assault, burglary, alehouse brawls, and slander against the Queen. Twice a year, judges from London visited each county to hear more serious cases. There was no police force to help the JPs keep law and order, and catching criminals was not easy. This is why national and local government largely relied on public punishments, such as the pillory, to deter people from wrongdoing. Minor crimes might be punished by a time in the public pillory. For more serious offences, Elizabeth encouraged the use of fines, as this also added to her royal finances.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.